All right, hello and welcome back to the Minnesota Twins SB Nation podcast. If you've listened to this podcast before, you're probably wondering why I'm doing the introduction. Well, because I've never done it before. Matt has decided to move on from the podcast and focus on other things, but we still love him here on this podcast, so go give him a follow on Twitter, @Matthew_BTwins. It's all good, I'll just be handling this by myself now. Now, since this is my first time ever recording, this should be interesting. I usually just kind of sit back, let him do all the hard stuff, and then gets posted on the things, but here we go, I guess, see if this even works. So don't get on me too much if this all sounds just weird. Alright, let's get right into it. So baseball's back. The Minnesota Twins had their opening day yesterday, finally, July 24th. A lot later than we all expected, but it went great. Twins got the win, 10-5 over the Chicago White Sox. Berríos got the start. Didn't do too well, went just 4 innings, giving up 7 hits, 5 earned runs, just 1 strikeout, which was a bit of a shock. He definitely did not have his best stuff all game long. Luckily for the Twins, neither did their starter, Lucas Giolito, who was only able to go 3.2. Obviously, Berríos had a better start if he was able to go that 4 innings. Giolito went 3.2, giving up 7 earned runs, walking 3 and striking out 3. So, not a good day for either starter, so it looks like the hitters are obviously ahead to start the season. So the 60-game schedule, which has been placed in for this year, is starting around the league. Twins are 1-0, and yeah, obviously the White Sox are 0-1. So let's get right into it for today's 3 Twins topics. All right, the Bats got right back on track from last season, you know, when they were the best-hitting team in baseball, potentially. So Max Kepler steps up to the plate, first inning, first pitch of the season. Bombs one out to right field. You just gotta love it. He comes up later, second inning, hits another one. Just in his first 2 at-bats of the season, Kepler has 2 home runs. Jorge Polanco, Luis Arraez, and Jake Cave each drove in 2. Pretty clutch runs. Polanco with the bases loaded single. Jake Cave with the first inning 2-run single to put the Twins up 4-0, which would later prove to be very key runs, of course. And then Luis Arraez late with the 2-run single to drive in Cruz and Rosario, put the Twins up 10-5 and officially put the game away. So all four of those guys had a big night. So good on them. And then, you know, they scored 10 runs despite Miguel Sano, Mitch Garver, and Josh Donaldson combining for 0 for 10 with 5 strikeouts. You know, that happens. Those 3 guys go 0 for 10. The Twins scored 10 runs. Just imagine if they were on their game. It's kind of crazy. And just today, the Twins face a crafty lefty, so that should be fun. So yeah, moving on. The White Sox obviously are not going to go quietly like they did last season. Yoan Moncada and Luis Roberts are extremely scary. Moncada obviously stepped up to the plate, down 3, and tied the game, which was just a gut punch to us all after thinking, when are we going to have this in the bag pretty easily? Nope, they're not. These White Sox team is different than last year. They may not be great, but they're good. Roberts is going to be, I mean, people are comparing him to Mike Trout. I'm not going to go that far, obviously, but his first hit of his career went 115 miles per hour. That's just insane. You don't see that ever. So those 2 are going to be scary in the division forever. Luckily, the pitching for the White Sox did not hold up. Also, Yasmani Grandal and Edwin Encarnacion will probably haunt the Twins for a long time, especially this season, because, you know, I don't know how old Edwin is, but he's been around forever, and it's one of the biggest Twins killers we have. Of course, they also have Tim Anderson, who went 2-for-5, and of course, Moncada did go 3-for-5 with 3 runs batted in, which all came on his 3-run bomb in that one inning. Eloy Jimenez will also be a scary force in the middle there. He went 2-for-3, and Robert in his debut went 2-for-4. A lot of guys in there you just don't want to see on a nightly basis, and if the Twins didn't have such a good lineup, I'd be a lot more scared of this team. But, alas, they do. Moving on with the White Sox and how they're going to be a pretty good team. They've got a solid bullpen out there. They've got Evan Marshall. They've got Jace Fry. Marshall actually had a 2.49 ERA last year, so he was obviously very solid for them, and will likely continue to be this year, so keep an eye on those guys for Chicago. They've got Cordero, they've got Aaron Bummer, Kelvin Herrera, and they didn't even have to throw a Alex Colome or a C-Check tonight, so yeah, they'll be throwing both of those guys tonight, or today, actually. You got an afternoon game today. And yeah, the White Sox bullpen is right up there. The one thing concerning with the White Sox is, will their rotation be able to hold up? We all know about Lucas Giolito, but behind him, they have the crafty lefty Dallas Keuchel. And then behind him, they have Reynaldo Lopez, Dylan Cease, and Carlos Rodon. Yeah, that's nothing I'm too scared of, as they've been looking for Lopez to break out for quite a few years now. Rodon, Cease, and they could be good, they could be fine, but you know, they're not going to be anything great here. They're just guys out there. So, yeah, I'm not too scared, especially with Dallas. I mean, even Dallas Keuchel, they're paying him $17 million a year, and he's a lefty who's going to throw 88 miles per hour today. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're hoping to get there, because the Twins might go score 15 on him today. Or they might go score 2, because that's just the way things tend to go sometimes, but it is what it is. Moving on, the Twins bullpen last night was probably the story. They kind of stole the show at the end. They went 5 innings, gave up 0 earned runs, and had 7 total strikeouts. And that's all without Taylor Rogers and Sergio Romo pitching. The Twins bullpen yesterday started with Trevor May in the 5th inning, moved on to Tyler Clippard in the next inning, Duffy for the next inning, and then Stashek to close it out in the last 2 innings. May had 1 strikeout, Clippard had 1 strikeout, Duffy had 2, and then Stashek had 3 over his 2 innings. They allowed a total of just 2 hits, and they really just shut the door on the White Sox chances of coming back. It was good, just more no point in this out on the broadcast, it was good to see the White Sox could hit against Jose Barrios, and then just to show that the bullpen was capable against a very good hitting team. Of course, you never want Jose Barrios to get hit like that, and hopefully he can bounce back in his next start, which I think he will. He's a pretty good pitcher out there, so. I mean, he's already in his mid-season slide, I guess, so that's kind of disappointing, but it is July for him, so it is what it is. And remember, Zach Littell, Sergio Romo, Taylor Rogers were not even used, so they will be utilized today as well, just like the White Sox couple of pitchers. May and Duffy both look great, just like they did last year. If you remember, they kind of just both emerged in the middle of the season and took off, matching right up with Taylor Rogers inning for inning last year is kind of insane. And then Stashek and Clippard. Clippard was signed this offseason. He could be key to the Twins' success, obviously, and he's great for adding depth. The depth that was going to be here for a 162-game season is now just here for 60 games, and obviously the Twins have some of the best bullpen depth in the league. And Cody Stashek, he got a taste of the big leagues last year. He looked really good, and now he's still proving that he's here to stay, and you got to love it with that guy. And a bit of an interesting fact on Stashek, his strikeout-to-walk ratio at 28 is now the second highest in MLB history. Of course, minimum 20 innings pitched, behind only Bert Doerr, who put up a 34-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio in his lone career. Thanks to Matthew Taylor and Andrew Thayers of Twins Daily for giving me that fact on Twitter. Go give them both a follow. Moving on, just some other notes for the Minnesota Twins. Byron Buxton, you probably noticed, did not play yesterday. He is in Chicago. He drove up there before the game last night. He wanted to be there on opening day and for the pregame ceremonies. He is in Chicago, but he will not be playing this series, it doesn't look like. And today, Max Kepler is in center with Marwin Gonzalez in right. Yesterday was Jake Cave in center with Max Kepler in right. They'll rotate those guys around until Buxton's ready to go. Rich Hill, you probably saw, was pushed back. His start was pushed back. There was no injury concern, it was just for precautionary reasons to put him back in his original spot. So now the rotations for the Twins will look like Dobnak today, Kenta Maeda on Sunday, and then it looks like we'll have Rich Hill or someone like Thorpe, Smeltzer, anyone else that would fill in on Sunday, and then off day Monday, Tuesday it'll either be Rich Hill or one of those guys, depending on where they want to slot in Rich Hill. And especially because Jake Odorizzi is still hurt, so right now it's looking like Twins 5 will be Barrios, Dobnak, Maeda, Bailey, I don't know who their mother fourth got to be, whether it'll be Bailey, Thorpe, Smeltzer, one of those guys, and then Rich Hill obviously slotting in at the end there. So yeah, he's healthy, the Twins just wanted to keep him in his original spot, just to keep him fresh and ready to go, because he's 40 years old, so, you know, I'd love to see him pitch the season, I think he'll do great, but keep him as fresh as he can, obviously, especially in a 60-game season. This one's a sprint. I'm excited to see how he does. So that kind of wraps up this short podcast. This was more of a test for me than anything. This is my first time doing anything for myself. Let me know what you thought. My Twitter is at Coop Carlson, CoopCarlson. Let me know on there, and yeah, contact me. I thought this went all right. Still a bit weird not pausing and listening to Matt talk for a while, because he was really good at that. I could just sit back and he'd talk for 20 minutes, start yelling about something. But, yeah, I gotta do this all by myself. It went all right. So, we're gonna end this here. Thank you for listening, and, yeah, have a good day. Go Twins. Also, I'm not yet sure how often I intend to do one of these,
or just the podcast now with just by myself. Probably won't stick to the Sunday night schedule. I will update everyone soon on how often I plan to do podcasts. Might do 3 a week, might do 5, might do 1. Who knows? I'll let you know. Thanks for listening and have a good day. Let's go Twins.